The rich young man in today's gospel was so excited. He ran up to Jesus. He knelt down, and his question was ready. "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He was so eager. He was so into his faith. I mean, talk about a great prospect for that band of disciples. And Jesus looked back at that young man with love. And he looked deeply into his heart and saw this. He was way too attached to his many possessions. And that attachment was preventing him from fully loving God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and fully loving his neighbor. And so Jesus laid the challenge on him. "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." And he was so shocked. It wasn't a list of works to be performed. It wasn't a step-by-step program to follow. It was way beyond observing the commandments. It was the big challenge for him, and he went away sad. And it's not just his challenge. It's our challenge too. Jesus said, "It's harder for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." His own disciples were shocked. And they began wondering if anybody at all could be saved. And Jesus told them the God's honest truth. With human beings, it is impossible. In other words, we can't earn our way into this thing. Think about it. Who can give up everything to follow Jesus? And some of us may be sitting here thinking to ourselves, "Well, what would I say if Jesus laid that one on me?" Well, guess what? He does. He asks each of us personally. He asks us to let go of our attachments. Just remember, when you die, you don't bring a U-Haul with you to heaven. You can't take anything, any of this stuff, any of these attachments with you. What prevents us from totally following Jesus? And how do we let go of those attachments? I've got a story that made the rounds on the internet some years ago. The author is unknown to me, but I like the insight, and so I share it with you. Once upon a time, there was a father who gave his beloved daughter an imitation pearl necklace. And that little girl loved that necklace. She wore it all the time. And the father loved his daughter, and he smiled every time she wore his gift. Now, over time, those fake pearls turned kind of green. The chain got tarnished. But the little girl loved it, and she wore it all the time. One evening, with a gleam in his eye, the father asked his little girl a question. "Sweetheart, do you love me?" And the little girl replied, "Of course I love you, Daddy." Father then said, "Then give me your necklace." "No, Daddy," the little girl said. "I love the necklace you gave me. Please don't take it away." So her father just smiled and wished her good night. He left it at that. Every so often, the father would ask his daughter if she would give him her prized fake pearls. But she loved those fake pearls her daddy gave her. She did not want to give them up. One evening, when the father came to tuck his little girl into bed, he found his daughter with tears welling up in her eyes. "What is it, sweetheart?" the father asked. And she replied, I love you, Daddy. I want to give you my necklace. And in her little hands, she held those fake pearls that she loved so much, and she put the necklace into her father's strong hands. Now he had tears in his eyes, and then he reached into his pocket and pulled out a jewel box and said, "For a while now, I've had this present for you, but I wanted you to trust me enough to give me your old necklace first." He opened the box, and inside was a beautiful, costly, genuine pearl necklace. All too often, we cling to our own valued many possessions that Jesus mentioned in the gospel. And it might be material things, it might be various comforts or things that we depend upon. But Jesus looks at each of us with love. And he asks us to name the things that we cling to and then let them go. Let's ask ourselves, what are the many possessions I cling to? Let it go. What prevents me from following Jesus with my whole heart? Let it go. What prevents me from living fully the gospel Jesus has given me? Let it go. For us human beings, this may feel impossible. But do we dare to ask God to make it possible for us? Let's remember that promise that Jesus made to his disciples, because he looks at each of us with love tonight and he speaks to us once again. Listen to his words. "There is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." Let us dare to ask God for the grace to let go so that we can truly follow him. And we will have treasure in heaven.